Good morning again. So this is the same slides that you see three times this week. So everybody love MT, everybody that loves MT should love NLP, and everybody that loves NLP should love NLTK in some sense. So I'll reiterate again, one of the goals of the library of NLTK is for education, and the other is to wrap industrial strength implementation, and that's what we try to do to improve the MT scripts inside NLTK this week. That's what I said. The team is getting bigger by day, but yeah, some left, some not there, so yeah, we have 3 persons remotely joining us. Last one is the creator. There's one more this midnight that joined us and wrote ngram language model again. So some of the things we have done, we have added the maximum phrase extraction length to the phrase extraction algorithm already in NLTK. Counting lexicalized reordering during phrase extraction is in NLTK, but then it's only counting. There's no smoothing, no probabilities yet. So yep. We have wrote some scripts to convert things like you see this alignment 1-1 to a Python object and then convert it backwards and forward, because it's kind of in a mess now. Some of the functions are using a string and some of the functions are using the inbuilt object. So we have to get it done properly. It's already in NLTK too, but we need to incorporate into the object stack. Some of the things we have tried, which is a little harder, is to pipeline the whole thing and to read from parallel text and generate phrases. It's kind of hard because it's different functions are written by different people, so there are some breaks in between. It's still going on. And also, Python doesn't store a lot of things together and run it efficiently, so that's another problem. We tried implementing probabilities and good Turing. What happens was that everything ends up very, very small because it's 1 divided by 3.6 million phrases out of 20,000 sentences. We need to come up with a better way to store things and count them. Yeah. So remotely, there's someone still adding the non-breakable prefix NLTK because there's some download uploads involved, so it has to do with the server and also how you keep things in the server and download them. We had the guy who wrote the IBM models in NLTK is our Pythonic advisor, and also the code reviewer, Stephen Bird himself. Some of the lessons learned, other than the things that you can see in NLTK and develop branch now, is Python is great for documenting pseudocodes. So I encourage everyone to write like MT code and also write a very small Python script to explain what they're doing and make sure that it runs somehow. Then other than that, setting up a developer's environment for NLTK, I think for Moses it's the same. It's pretty hard, especially on Windows, so it's nice to document it somewhere. Every bit works by itself now. Alignment works, phrase extraction works, lexical reordering counting also work, but then they're not playing nice. Things are not getting the same input-output, so it needs to be consistent. And lastly, counting is easy, smoothing is hard. Data processing is the worst in Python, so most of the time it's just thinking how much memory we can keep and how much we should store on this and read on this. So I will thank everyone, including someone who have joined us last midnight to write the ngrams. He wrote some ngram scripts. It kind of worked, but it needs to be improved. So, yep. And the conclusion is that we made more NLTK developers this week and improved some of the scripts inside. And it's still not too late. It's going to be there forever until all of us dies off. And, yep. Let's continue to add more MT stuff into NLTK. One day I would really like to see, like, we can do Moses training in NLTK so that we can throw away some of the very verbose script. Okay.